Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily emergency briefing for the village. Well, it was a very strange day yesterday, I'm sure, for everyone. It was the warmest day of the year so far, and normally that's something to celebrate. But many of us spent the day wondering exactly what the Prime Minister's stay-at-home message meant for our lives. Now, my day started the electrical wholesalers collecting new network points for the emergency centre at the village hall. And the door when I got there was completely locked. And I was delighted to have to stand outside in the car park and phone my order through. When it was ready, it was placed outside in a bag and I couldn't approach until the door was locked. Needless to say, I was wearing gloves and I picked the bag up and I've deposited it in the village hall and I shan't touch it now for several days until I'm sure all danger has passed. Now, clearly, the message has got through very quickly to the wholesaler. Contrast this with Sean Reedman's experience at Lidl in Rushden, where the message has not been received. There were far too many people there, and that's quite simply dangerous. This isn't a practice drill, folks. This is for real. We have two possible cases in the village already, with residents very carefully self-isolating and keeping me informed. These families are being responsible and sensible. We will support them and keep them safe. And yesterday, the first of our residents received their NHS letters telling them to stay on their properties for at least 12 weeks and not leave. Again, we've got mechanisms in place to support them and keep them safe. So if any family in this village has received an NHS letter, please let me know. We'll add them to our list and ensure that someone is in place to support them for the next few months. No one needs to face this alone. But unfortunately, there are still some people denying what's happening. Chris Pentland and I have independently been plotting the course of this virus using the figures released daily. On the 13th of March, that's just 12 days ago, the COVID-19 virus caused one death in the whole of the UK. Yesterday, there were 86 deaths. And the NHS set up a 4,000-bed emergency hospital at the Excel Centre in London. How much more real can you get? So what can we do to protect ourselves? The answer is very clear. Stay at home unless you really need to leave this village. Every mobile phone holder received a message from the government yesterday, the first ever in the UK. By all means, go outside to exercise, but keep your distance. We have a wonderful network of paths around our village, but let's be really safe. Why not stay 4 metres apart instead of the government's recommended 2 metres? It can't harm anything, but it might help. The only way to beat this virus is to stop it spreading. If we don't collectively follow the message from the government, then in the next 2 days, yes, 2 days, we'll face even more stringent actions, including the potential of mandatory curfews. The parish council is already planning for this possibility. So was there any good news at all yesterday? Well, fortunately, yes. We're actually seeing a resurgence of local independent retailers. Brook Street News in Raunds is offering home delivery for groceries to their newspaper customers. The butchers and greengrocers in Higham Ferrers are trading well and adopting responsible approaches to social distancing. The bakers in Higham is investigating home delivery options. Ingenuity and creativity are everywhere. That's great news. And the international city of Wuhan in China will be emerging from their lockdown on the 8th of April, now that new cases have disappeared. Again, that's great news. But more importantly, in our own village, we continue to see daily acts of generosity and selflessness that warm your heart. So finally, a big shout out to Vicky and Martin, who spent yesterday clearing the ditches next to Peter's Close off Kimbolton Road. When the builders cleared back the shrubbery during development, years of historic fly tipping were revealed and they didn't clear it away. This has been compounded during the last 18 months by even more fly tipping being tossed in. I've not had the time to tackle it, embarrassing as that sounds. And every day it stares me in the face as I do the daily litter pick. So today I can actually start the day with a smile because I'll see that ditch and it'll be clean. And I can realise how lucky we are to live in a community that cares about our village. Long may this continue. So thanks for listening, folks. But above all, stay safe and keep your distance.